Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of January the 24th, 2015, the 4th of Shevat, 5775. This week's message is entitled Signs and Wonders, and I'm reading from Shemot, Exodus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go into Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may show these signs of mine among them, and that you may tell in the hearing of your son and of your grandson how I have dealt harshly with the Egyptians and what signs I have done among them, that you may know that I am the Lord." The Torah readings from these past 2 weeks contain an extensive display of God's power, commonly known as the 10 plagues. You might be surprised to learn that the word plague is hardly used to describe these events. Throughout the Bible, the more common description of these events are signs and wonders. Signs are intentionally designed to communicate something. A traffic sign informs drivers and pedestrians of crucial information in order to control their behavior. Responding properly to a sign brings great benefit to those for whom they are intended. Failure to respect signs causes great trouble to self and to others. Wonders are extraordinary events commonly called miracles, but the way we normally understand miracles may not reflect the biblical concept of wonders. If miracles are a way to describe God's working in the world as opposed to when He is not, then we are not thinking biblically. According to the Bible, God not only created the universe, He sustains it. God is at work in and through every aspect of life. There's a well-known miracle story about George Mueller, who established orphanages in Great Britain in the 19th century. It is said that one day there was no food for the approximately 300 orphans in his care. So Mueller gathered everyone at mealtime as usual and thanked God for his provision anyway. Not long afterwards, a baker and a milkman, each for unusual reasons, came by with offers of bread and milk. If by calling this a miracle you mean that God wasn't involved when food was provided in more usual ways, then you are distorting the reality of God's ongoing role of provider. But if God is always the provider of whatever the means of provision He uses, then would it not be better to call every act of provision a miracle? This misses the point regarding signs and wonders. Even though God is involved in either case, there is a difference between the ordinary and the extraordinary. Recognizing God at work in life in general is essential, but not everything is a sign and a wonder. I've attended more births than most non-medical people, having been present at the births of all 10 of our children. My wife and I tend to refer to these events as miracles, as we've been so struck by the wonder of it all. But in spite of how precious each baby is, births are ordinary, not extraordinary events, as is the growth of a flower, the roar of ocean waves, or a twinkling of a star. This is not to diminish the awe we should have towards the ordinary. We should be in ongoing awe of the glory of creation. Every aspect of physics, chemistry, biology, and every way they work together is worthy of God's praise. It's that if we think of everything that God does as a miracle, then we miss the significance of His signs and wonders. Following the Exodus, the people of Israel faced many conflicts with other nations. Of the battles they won, it was always because God was with them. Most of the time, Israel used ordinary means of fighting. But on a few occasions, God used extraordinary methods that don't normally produce the results they did, such as the fall of Jericho under Joshua, the defeat of the Midianites under Gideon, or the routing of the Philistines under Jonathan, son of King Saul. It's the same with provision of food. Usually God used the ordinary means of farming to feed His people, but on occasion He uses extraordinary means through signs and wonders. Many people get excited about miracles as if they are proof of God's existence. But that's not the purpose of signs and wonders. According to Scripture, creation is the evidence for God. Signs and wonders have their own purpose. As signs, they bring a message. The 10 plagues, for example, reveal God's supremacy over the Egyptian false gods, His distinction between His people and others, and His affirmation of Moses' leadership. As wonders, they help make signs significant. Ordinary events by their nature are not going to communicate anything special. Extraordinary events get attention. And when they are accompanied by God's word, as was the case through Moses, they powerfully and effectively reveal God's truth. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter @TorahBites. Until next time, This is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.